I don't know the specs, Mike said. It was a direct deal between the Lake Commission and Munson. I'm just handling the transport. Who would I contact to find out about it? I guess Munson. The Commission has officially refused delivery. I can give you Munson's telephone number. It's in the office. If you'll get it, I want to look her over. Kevin was already clambering aboard the boat. It didn't take long for Kevin to lose the tiny doubt he had about the boat. A few minutes aboard and he knew he wanted her, as long as the price wasn't outrageous. Seeing Mike headed back, Kevin left the boat and met him on the ground. Give me a minute, will you? Kevin asked after taking a slip of paper with the phone number. He pulled out his cell phone and dialed it. After a few minutes of conversation with the Munson rep and another few with the local bank the homestead used, and a few more with Munson, Kevin handed the cell phone to Mike. All Kevin heard was three yeses and "I'll take care of everything." I guess you own yourself a boat, Mike said, handing Kevin the cell phone. Yep, if you'll service her and get her ready to go, I'll go get it registered. Okay, the papers are in the office. An hour and a half later, Kevin was driving the Jeep onto the down ramp of the landing craft. He lifted the ramp up, went to the cabin of the boat, and after Mike freed the boat from the shore, backed it up and turned it. He waited till he was on the open lake before he opened her up, looking at the speedometer occasionally. When he had it topped out, he was doing 42 miles an hour and was quickly approaching the landing beside the decrepit boathouse. Easing back the throttles, Kevin ran the bow of the boat into the old boat ramp on shore, shut down the engines, and took a painter line and tied the boat to a tree. He lowered the loading ramp and drove the Jeep up to the house along the path. Samantha was hanging out laundry in the backyard and saw him coming. Her mouth dropped open, dropping the clothespin she'd been holding there. She just stared as Kevin drove up to the house garage and parked. He was grinning when he walked around to join Samantha. "I bought a boat," he said. "I wondered, thought for a moment that the Jeep was amphibious or something, but what kind of lake boat can haul a Jeep? Come on down and I'll show you. You have the walkie-talkie?" Samantha dropped the towel she was about to hang back into the basket and pulled the radio from the pocket of her apron. "Aunt Polly?" There was an immediate response. "Yes, Samantha?" "I'm going down to the lake with Kevin to look at his new boat." Much to Samantha's surprise, Polly's only comment was, "Okay." Samantha had to grin at Kevin's attempt not to run all the way back to the lake. She quickened her stride and kept up with him. "Holy cow," she said when the boat came into view. "That's as big as one of the luxury houseboats on the lake, and looks like half of one." Samantha was referring to the enclosed rear section of the boat, and she added, "You could get both our Jeeps in the front of it." "Or the Unimog, loaded." Kevin was standing on the beach, hands on hips, admiring that forest green boat. Then he began rattling off some of the specifications. 52 feet long, 16 feet wide, twin Cat 660 horsepower engines with Hamilton 364 water jets. Had a rep over 40 miles an hour, even with the Jeep. That's tops, but it can turn on almost a dime. Stop on one, too. Just about all the options. Heater, air conditioning, head, small galley, work boom, side door deck access, whole bunch of other stuff I haven't tried out yet. "And this is going to be your fishing boat?" Samantha asked. "I was expecting something like the Suzuki, only for water." "Might pick up a couple of PWCs if you think you might want to ride one." "No, thanks. My preference is to be inside something on the water, not dragging my feet in behind it." Kevin chuckled. "I'll probably get something sportier, too, though this thing is fast. I was thinking of it more for transport between the farm and here. 5-mile trip on the water versus the 25-mile land route." "Well," Samantha replied, looking at Kevin's face, "that's actually a good idea. You can actually leave it here and go get them and bring them back more quickly and easier than they can travel by road, especially in the winter." "My thoughts exactly," Kevin said. "Guess we'd better get back to the house." "I guess so," Samantha said, feeling a bit of disappointment when Kevin didn't ask her if she wanted to take a ride in the boat. The two walked side by side, Kevin cutting off to go unload the things he had in the Jeep, and Samantha back to the clothesline to finish hanging the wash. When Kevin came down from his bedroom after stowing the gear, he found Samantha in his great-grandmother's hobby room. She was at a sewing machine. Not his great-grandmother's electric sewing machine, but a very modern-looking treadle machine in an old-fashioned stand. "Something wrong with Nana's sewing machine?" Kevin asked from the door. Samantha looked up and just barely turned red. No, I guess not. I was just using my Genome 712T treadle machine. Doesn't have as many stitches as some of the electronic machines, but it does all the basic stuff, and that's all I do anyway. Wow, I'm impressed. Hanging clothes out, sewing on a treadle machine. You take your history seriously, don't you? It was an insight that Samantha hadn't expected from Kevin, but just one more thing that was different than she expected from the Lord of the Manor. Someone with the kind of inheritance he had, well, he just wasn't what she expected. Yes, I do, actually. I do quite a few things in old-fashioned ways. Much of it involves modern equivalents, like my genome over an original single-stitch Singer treadle machine. Kevin was leaning against the door jamb, his arms crossed. You make most of your own clothes, don't you? Samantha smiled. Yes, I do. I've made several things for Polly since I've been here, too. Cool. With that, Kevin turned around and headed for the study. He was ready to start swearing when he tried for 2 hours to get online and do some research. Between the old computer and the state of the telephone line, it just wasn't happening. He went to the kitchen in time for supper. How do you cope with an antiquated computer and no internet? Kevin groused. I use one of the terminals in the library in town when I really need to do something, replied Samantha. Well, as of tomorrow, I plan to have high-speed internet and quality TV. Her back to him, Samantha smiled. She wasn't about to admit it, but she longed for easy internet access and satellite TV. The old C-band system worked, but there weren't as many broadcast stations still using it, and it was one show only at a time. Her subtle hints to Polly to get a satellite system had fallen on deaf ears. Polly was a reader, which worked fairly well since Samantha went in twice a month to the library to get new books for Polly. That gave her a chance at using the internet. Stop.